Hello, everyone. This is Mark, and welcome to the Candle Shore podcast. This is show number one. And I've been thinking about what to do the first show about, and a lot of things crossed my mind. Over the last couple of days, I've had some conversations with friends of mine, and the topic of self-esteem keeps coming up in terms of people say, well, I'm in a relationship I don't really like, and I think it has to do with my self-esteem. Or another friend will say, well, I don't like my job, but, you know, I don't have a lot of self-esteem, and so that's one of the reasons why, you know, I don't look for other work. And people have told me in the past that they admire my self-esteem. And so I've been thinking and really considering if I have high self-esteem. I suppose I do, and although it wouldn't have occurred to me, I suppose that's true. So then I started thinking, okay, well, what is self-esteem? So I thought I'd talk for 5 to 10 minutes here about self-esteem, what it is, and what I think, for those of you who think you need a boost in it, what you can do to try to build some self-esteem. So the first thing, of course, is I went to the dictionary, and I'll read a couple of definitions here. The first one says, to regard with respect, to prize. Another definition says, let's see, let me give you some synonyms of esteem. Admire, appreciate, apprise, cherish, consider, hold dear, honor, idolize, like, love, prize, regard highly, respect, revere, reverence, treasure, value, venerate, and worship. Now, those are some pretty big words. And so if we put the word self in front of all of those, it clearly does help us define what self-esteem is. And it means, simplified for you, it means, to value one's self. And so people with, as you would consider, high self-esteem would be those who value themselves. Now, I'm not going to get into being, some people can take that self-esteem and turn it into arrogance. That's for another show. But for today, I want to talk about self-esteem, which comes back down to how does one develop value for oneself. And as I look back over my lifetime, I think for me, developing self-esteem comes from accomplishments. And of course, it doesn't take many people, most people tell you, you know, you can get self-esteem from having a lot of accomplishments. That's very true. I mean, if you're a star athlete or a good musician, or you're good at writing, you're a good author or a dancer, some performing arts, those are certainly ways to build self-esteem. But I also think that a self-esteem comes from doing things that you are proud of doing. Not necessarily that you are the best at. Not everyone can be a Michael Jordan. Not everyone can be a Ray Charles. But all of us, let me go back again, many of us can teach or help people learn to play basketball, or to teach someone or help someone learn to read music. The point is, even if you can't be the star, it doesn't mean you can't help someone become a star. And using, again, I apologize for the uhs and oohs. Again, this is the first podcast, and I apologize and hope you'll bear with me on this. But I really wanted to stress to you that doing things that you're proud of doing, in my opinion, is one of the best ways to start to build self-esteem. So you really should look at your life and look at the things that you do that you're proud of. And if you're not doing anything that you're particularly proud of, then you need to start doing things that you're particularly proud of. That's kind of funny. Likewise, if you're doing things in your life that you are not proud of, okay, that can remove or diminish your self-esteem. If you know, for example, that you have a problem with telling the truth and, you know, you try to manipulate people, well, you may get away with it, but it doesn't help your self-esteem. If you're constantly in a job where you feel that you are devalued, or that you're very negative and you can only see the negative things about the job, and you know, and you know, that can take away from your self-esteem. If you have a home, your apartment or your house, and the place is messy, and assuming that that bothers you, you're not proud of living there, you're not proud to have other people see the way you live in your house. Again, these kinds of things on a day-to-day basis can diminish one's self-esteem. If you are a little heavy, and I'm not saying these are reasons to be, to have low self-esteem. I'm saying for those people who want to have a certain look and you are not doing what it takes to maintain or obtain that look, every time you see someone else, you think, gee, he's better looking than I am, she's prettier than I am, whatever the situation is. Again, little by little, over a lifetime, these kinds of things can remove one's self-esteem. So, it's not easy. When I look at my life, I think about, what have I done? Really, what have I done to maintain or build up my self-esteem? And I could certainly mention a lot of things to you. But things like, and give you an example, working at a major university and having, a very big impact, striking out on my own, making a good life in a different part of the country, going on, again, being independent enough to travel around the world. These things certainly can build one's self-esteem. But what, for me, the things that I'm most proud of are the little things like creating a blog to help people who are looking for work, to give them a little bit of advice, or maybe make it a little easier for them. That means a lot to me. I'm proud of the blog. Writing music that hopefully somebody can get some meaning from, writing stories that people can find themselves in. These are the kinds of things that when I think about what I'm most proud of, these are the things. The quiet things are not... There's no fanfare, but they're there, and they mean something. All the times when I have sat, gone to rest homes, nursing homes, and sat with the senior citizens and listened to them, and in some cases even talked to them in their final hours so they're not alone. Again, these are the things I'm most proud of. I don't know if I'm the best at it. I hope I'm not the worst at it. But I am proud of the small, quiet things that I have done. So, the next time, if you really do feel that you have low self-esteem, then really start to integrate into your life things that you can be proud of. It may even be, eating five meals, that you have five dinners, without having dessert if you're trying to lose weight. That is something to be proud of, especially when you really like desserts like I do. In fact, when I started losing weight many years ago, I was eating dessert every meal. And I really decided that, okay, for 1 week, no desserts. And I'm telling you, it may sound funny for those of you who don't really love desserts or have no problem eating. But for me, going 5 days, without a sundae or a banana split, hubba hubba, was quite an accomplishment. And although no one knew it but me, that little effort really helped to increase my self-esteem. It's like, if I can do that, I can take it one more step. I can do one more thing. So keep that in mind. I hope this helps. And I hope you'll come back for another show, maybe next week. The contact information, of course, is, if you want to go to my website, it's www.candleshore.com. The blog is at candleshoreblog.com. And if you want to email me, please do so. The email address is musicman@candleshore.com. Music, M-U-S-I-C, man, M-A-N, at candleshore. That's C-A-N as in Nancy, D as in David, L-E-S-H-O-R-E. Okay, see you then. And I guess that's it. Take care for now. Bye-bye.